Prasanna Srivastava is the political counselor at the Embassy of India in China. At last month's China-India Youth Roundtable hosted by China Radio International in Beijing, he said that ties between China and India have been rapidly developing in recent years.
We have a relationship which is very vast and multifaceted. It has been on an upswing in the recent years, and I see that the sky is the limit for this relationship. The two leaders are very focused and they have been keeping quite close contact, and their blessings are important for taking this relationship forward.
He also believed that the people of both countries have a strong desire to move their bilateral ties forward, and that India's cultural icons like Bollywood films and yoga can have a role to play in helping Chinese people to better understand India.
I think expectations are there on both sides. We see a strong desire on both sides amongst the people to take the relationship forward. The kind of, if we talk about people-to-people connect, the kind of reception that the Bollywood movies get here, the kind of popularity that yoga has here, it tells about it. It's reflective about the curiosity and appetite in the Chinese society to learn and appreciate more about India, and I'm rest assured that the same kind of desire is on the other side as well to know about China.
Currently, over 20,000 young adults from India are studying in China, and nearly 2,000 Chinese are studying in India. Srivastava said that China and India are two populous countries with a combined population of more than 2.5 billion. However, the two sides have only about 1 million exchanges. Much work still needs to be done to promote exchanges between the two peoples. Bilateral trade between China and India was worth $95 billion last year, up 13% on the previous year. Srivastava added that the two countries should not only focus on strengthening their economic ties, but also their cooperation in other areas.
Both India and China are neighbors. They are both big, populous countries, and both emerging countries. So there are a lot of areas of commonalities where both countries can work together. Many of the issues and areas, from economy to developmental goals, all of those areas are right there on the table for the two countries to learn from each other.
He also signaled that the two countries could strengthen their cooperation in a growing number of multilateral organizations. For CRI, this is Zhang Guanghao.